Courtesy, says the polite society, is a dying virtue, if not already dead. Speak up when to talk to the Reverend Ian Gregory, the group's general secretary, and began by asking about the polite society's origins.
We're going back to 1986, and just a few of us in the Congregational Church, of which I'm the minister here, were just talking about the general deterioration in behaviour. We'd met two people who'd been away to Malaysia for 2 years teaching, and they'd just come back to this country. And they said to us that they just didn't recognise the place for the country they'd left 2 years before, which surprised us greatly. And the reasons they didn't recognise it was because everyone was rushing about so quickly. And we thought, well, has the British character begun to deteriorate as rapidly as this? And we talked about it and decided it probably had. There was something that was going wrong with the way we lived our lives and interacted with one another, especially on the roads where we're all crashing into each other as fast as we can. And we thought, well, there's nothing that legislation can do about this. I mean, there's nothing that money can do about it. You can't impose a personality on a nation and say, well, let's all be nicer to one another. But the only way you're going to get anything effective done about it is if you persuade enough people at the grassroots level that they can be happier, more successful individuals if they are more considerate to one another. And it's not a wet charter, this. It's a practical, bottom-line, quantifiable benefit that people have in their lives, in their business, in their love lives, in their family lives, in everything, if they can be more considerate. You see, we're still, in many ways, Neanderthal in terms of relationships. We're brilliant at discovering things and making things and getting places and in all kinds of ways, learning and using computers and fabricating stuff. But in terms of behaviour towards one another, we are no better than cavemen. They behave just about the same as we do. And so in every area of human life, there has been terrific progress, except in this area. And perhaps the time's come when somebody says, oi, let's think about how we behave to one another and learn how to control these basic instincts that make us so unpleasant.
Now, if indeed standards of courtesy have declined, what are the reasons for it?
Well, your explanation might be as valid as mine for this. I mean, I'm no sociologist, I don't know. I mean, my guess is, and it can only be a guess, is it's something to do with acquisitiveness. And I think if you were to look for the reason for it, it's got to do with the portrayal of the good life. Pick up a magazine, watch the television, and you see people having an absolutely wonderful life. And people think, well, I want a share of this. I want some of this, because I can see it. And so we're pushing and shoving in order to get our bit of what we see to be the good life. Maybe that's it. I don't know. It could, on the other hand, be something in the diet.
Would it have anything to do with Thatcherite years, with this new acquisitiveness?
I think you can either say that Margaret Thatcher was showing us the possibility of the good life, or and therefore was responsible for all this sort of element of greed in society, or you can say that she picked up a general feeling in society, and she cottoned onto it and was so successful as a prime minister that she was actually talking the language that people were already speaking, and she just simply articulated what people were basically feeling, and that was why she was able to go on for 12 years.
Though you did, as a society, write a letter to her, and I believe she didn't reply.
No, she didn't, actually. No, I don't. I've also written to Mr. Major and haven't had a reply from him. I've also written to Mr. Kinnock and haven't had a reply from him, so I don't know where this leaves us. I mean, we are, I think, regarded as being a bunch of very eccentric